Anne Petula's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Business group Ibex says the Irish economy is still performing robustly despite rising inflation and higher interest rates. It's forecasting growth in GDP of 2% in 2024 and 3.4% in 2025. George Brady, chief economist with Ibex, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. We're expecting the ECB to begin cutting interest rates in June. What's the likely impact of that and maybe subsequent cuts to the Irish economy?
So we're still seeing a fairly robust domestic economy. We think we'll add about 50,000 jobs this year. So when you bring in the fact that inflation is now starting to slow pretty materially across Europe and interest rates getting cut as well, and wages on top of that rising, that we're going to see for a lot of households more disposable income, probably more in the second half of the year when we start to see those cuts come through. And that's a positive thing from a consumer point of view. We think consumer spending growth will be over 3% this year as a result.
Okay. Now, while you're forecasting that, you're forecasting that the global uncertainty will weigh on the Irish economy as well. Brent crude oil is trading close to $90 a barrel this morning. Prices are higher because of Iran's action on Israel over the weekend. We saw what happened to oil prices after Russia invaded Ukraine and how that led to inflation here. If tensions escalate in the Middle East, would that affect your growth forecast for the Irish economy?
Yeah, it would. And look, there's probably a lot, and we're drawing attention to it this morning, of uncertainty in the global economy, driven by both geopolitical uncertainty, which has an impact on commodity prices and volatility, also by more expansion by China into export markets aggressively and more competitively, and also by a lot of state investment and competition from state investment for major FDI. So we're seeing lots of drivers of uncertainty in the global economy, and what it means for Irish business is a lot more focus on managing that volatility and on competitiveness.
And so a volatile business environment for Irish companies selling abroad. But you expect exports to return to an upward path in 2024 with growth of 3.6% in the full year. What will drive that?
We're seeing last year a drop off in exports, and most of it was driven by one-off factors, particularly some of the drugs in particular that we were selling that were linked to COVID started to fall last year as COVID came to an end, or the worst part of the emergency came to the end. And we're now seeing this year a growth again in normal products that we sell across the board, both in kind of food, in the indigenous sectors, and across the multinational sectors as well, as the global economy has a slightly better year than it did last year.
Then let's talk about consumers. Have spending habits shifted in response to price changes, and what sectors have been affected by that?
We've seen a very strange thing happening, I suppose, across the global economy, but also in Irish data as well, in consumer sentiment, where a lot of people are saying that their own financial circumstances are getting a little better, but that they're holding back on some of the big purchases, so large purchases being held back on. But at the same time, people saying that they don't see it in the kind of economy more broadly, or they think people are doing worse than them. So there's a very big gap between different measures of consumer sentiment happening, and a lot of it leading to a little bit of holding off in larger purchases. As we see wages grow or outgrow inflation, interest rates come down, we think we'll see a bit more confidence in the consumer markets this year.
Now, the domestic economy compares favourably with much of Europe, but we have heard businesses, particularly SMEs, talking about taking on additional costs, pension auto-enrolment, minimum wage, etc. If the domestic economy is doing a bit better, will they be better able to take on those costs?
I think it's still going to be a major challenge. The scale of the costs and the pace at which they're coming is going to be the major challenge. I think what we're saying to government is that they should introduce a competitiveness charter, that you put a cap on those costs or how much of those costs are going to come at any one time. And I think for particular sectors, for parts of the manufacturing sector, for the experience economy and for retail in particular, you're seeing real pressures coming from the pace of change and costs that are coming down the line.
Gerard Brady, chief economist with Ibex, we leave it there. Thank you for coming on the programme.